Plymouth held their annual fall town meeting this past weekend, and joining us this morning with a recap is town moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
So first question is, did town meeting wrap up, or will you need to go another night?
We actually did wrap up about mid-afternoon after beginning at 8 a.m. Some town meeting members wanted to adjourn. There was a question from the floor as to what is the cost to continue to another night. We were told by the town manager it could range from $10,000 to $15,000, and therefore town meeting members continued to complete all the business by 5 p.m. They were there for 9 hours on Saturday.
Now, which articles generated the most debate and discussion?
Well, there were actually a number of articles since we spent so much time on Saturday. Probably one of the biggest ones would be Article 15, which was to ban NIPS. And after much discussion and many speakers, town meeting did vote to ban NIPS in the town of Plymouth. Most of the arguments centered on litter and debris throughout the town from people tossing NIPS out of their cars, but there was also concern about people drinking and driving. In addition, there was quite a bit of discussion about community preservation articles, but they were all funded, including the Pilgrim Hall Museum, the Old Russell Library, Plymouth Housing Authority, Habitat for Humanity, and several open space articles.
Now, were there any articles generated debates that surprised you, or some that generated less than you expected?
Well, certainly there were some that did not pass as being successful. Article 5 had to do with the property maintenance bylaw, and there was a proposal to minimize nuisances, but that failed. And while there were many capital projects that were proposed, there was one related to the town wharf extension in order to accommodate better cruise ships. That also fails.
Now, this was also a hybrid meeting, and you've done these in the past. Did this one go smoothly? Were there any issues with that format?
It did go very smoothly. There was one issue with related to a town meeting member who had become ill and wanted to switch from being in person to being remote. And we're going to look at, with our technological support, as to whether or not we can make last-minute changes. As of now, we've asked town meeting members to make that choice 1 week in advance of town meeting.
So what are your overall thoughts on how town meeting went?
Town meeting was highly successful. The hybrid format is very helpful in Plymouth. We had the majority of town meeting members present in the room in person. We have 162 members. 142 were voting at time. We had many town meeting members, probably 20, 25, who were participating remotely. They would come in on a Zoom conferencing. They would be on the large screen. We could see them. We could hear them. And overall, town meeting members very happy about the new format.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.